And Fiona Kelly is back with what it says in your morning papers.
In contrast to the image carried in the front of most of yesterday's papers of Michael Lowry smirking as he gave the two fingers to Paul Murphy in what he later described as an errant gesture, the Irish Times carries an image on its front page today taken by Brian Lawless yesterday of the Independent TD standing alone with his phone to his ear and his lips pursed inside a window of Leinster House. Another image taken by the same photographer, which also tells its own story on page two of today's paper, is of Mary Lou MacDonald and Ivana Bacik chatting and laughing outside Leinster House. The picture runs alongside Miriam Lord's piece, where she describes the brittle atmosphere and closed body language inside the Dáil yesterday, where bitter hostilities lurched angrily on. Back in the front pages, in common with the Times, Verona Murphy's future as Ceann Comhairle generates the lead story in the Irish Independent, Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mirror. All papers note that she's come out fighting in advance of the opposition motion of no confidence. Under the headline, Murphy going nowhere as backbenchers circle wagons, the Independent notes how backbenchers from the government parties have started to take aim at the opposition, accusing them of Trump-style behaviour, which suggests that the Ceann Comhairle will survive next week's vote. The paper also notes, however, that the Dáil will be left facing an unprecedented situation where dozens of TDs have no confidence in the chair. The arrest in Spain yesterday of six more people thought to be linked to the Irish drug trafficking gang known as The Family receives coverage on the front of today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun. Broken Family is the headline in The Sun. The Irish Daily Mail builds its lead story around new figures from the CSO related to the increase in crime in the capital. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the line that staff at the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast have been told that when free parking is introduced at hospitals in Northern Ireland next year, half of the staff members who are expected to apply for parking spaces won't be facilitated. Elsewhere this morning, there's a lovely picture in the front of today's Examiner taken by Clodagh Kilcoyne of 92-year-old Josie Comerford at Oakfield Nursing Home in Cortown, County Wexford, as she meets an alpaca called Stan, who was brought into her home on a therapeutic visit by Wicklow-based K2 Alpacas. Also in the Examiner, it's reported that councillors in Kerry have asked the board of Kerry Airport to consider renaming it Daniel O'Connell Airport to coincide with the 250th anniversary of his birth. A number of today's papers report on the 66-year-old German woman who has just given birth to her 10th child. The baby boy is the 8th child the woman has had since she turned 50. Back in the Times, Alana Gallagher interviews the Swedish ambassador Lena van der Weyden about how her embassy has decided to rent rather than buy her residence in Dublin because of property prices here. Most of today's papers give coverage to some of the new Irish-themed words which have been included in this year's Oxford English Dictionary. Class, Debs, Morto and Mineral all make it into this year's edition, as does the much-loved unique Irish takeaway offering known as a spice bag. And finally, Sean Murphy has a story in today's Star about a Cork man who won gold this week at the World Indoor Championships in Florida in the 800-metre race. Michael Keeley, who runs for Mallow Athletic Club, scooped the award in the 80 to 84 age category. The octogenarian who lives in Blarney trains on a track he made on a field at the back of his house, which he cuts himself with his lawnmower. The only problem, he tells Murphy, is with the rabbits who dig holes in his track. I fill them in, he says, but they come and dig them up again the very next day.
Fair play to him. Fiona Kelly there. 12